And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Can you make art out of thrown away clothes? If so, how do you stitch them into a poem? In the creative world, some ideas are best expressed in words, while others are better communicated as visual art. At times, a single artist may work across multiple media, and in other instances, painters and poets collaborate. Superior is presenting its take on multimedia art with Frame It, an exhibition of nearly two dozen word and visual artists running through the month of May at the Douglas County Historical Society. Here to tell us about it is the program's creator, Jade Marie Lahn, and Beatrice Dornfeld, Museum Manager for the Historical Society. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Jade and Beatrice.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Robin.
So, Jade, I want to talk about the impetus of the idea, but first, given that it's at the Historical Society, what are some collaborations from history or otherwise that made a particular impression on you?
I really like Degas, and he painted ballerinas. I'm very fond of the Romantic era and where classical music, theater, art, painting all kind of, collide.
Did that inspiration lead to this program?
Yeah, that inspiration did lead to this program. Most artists, I believe, are multi-genre artists. They usually have many different talents. So I wanted a place for artists to be able to display all of their talents at one showcase. For instance, Nanette Montgomery has a really wonderful piece, and it's a giant textile of three older ladies, and then she's got an accompanying poem with it.
So some pieces are by the same artist slash poet, and others are collaborations of two different people.
Right.
Beatrice, is this a new endeavor for the Historical Society?
This is. I would say the Historical Society never puts on the same program twice, but this is a particularly unique endeavor for us. We work with a lot of local artists to showcase their individual works of art, whether that is photography or other multimedia style paintings, or we had a more of a 3D object installation recently. But this type of gallery get together where we're having multiple different authors showcased is very exciting for the Historical Society.
And among them are some acclaimed and well-known creators in our community, including Linda Lagarde Grover, Naomi Yeager, and Jason Ewen. And while we're talking about contributors, I need to give the disclosure that the whole reason I know about the exhibit is that you, Jade, reached out to me to participate as a writer, and I responded telling you about a winter scene my mother had painted of a view out our window at the exact same time that I stood a few feet away from her writing a poem about it. And you said that was exactly what you wanted, and now it's part of the show. But were there any creators who loved the idea but didn't have a collaborator, and they went back to work on the second piece themselves?
Yeah, Courtney Lind, they have some poems here. And they've created two wonderful multimedia pieces. They have text, twine, different pieces of music, and then in the middle, they have their poems.
If I could add just a little bit to that, this is Beatrice speaking. All were asked if they have any pieces to contribute to the show with the multimedia aspect. And I think that was definitely a little bit more of a specific ask, being able to create artwork in two medias is not something that everybody specializes in. I know at the Douglas County Historical Society, we've communicated with one artist who did go back with some of their visual art and create a little bit more text to go alongside it.
Well, on the radio, we can't see those visual works, but we can hear the poems. Beatrice, do you have one you'd like to share?
I do. I would love to share Zinnias by Jan Chronister, who resides in Maple, Wisconsin. Zinnias. My flower bed explodes with magic, an unplanned rainbow of blooms full of promise like an open paint box. Some stalks blossom in hues reminiscent of vintage evening gowns, coral, fuchsia, gold. I prune and new stems shoot up. each bud a brush ready to paint a portrait of joy.
So I said you can't see that on the radio, but I think I did picture that explosion of multi-hued evening gowns. What's the visual that goes with it?
Alongside this, we have a beautiful illustration of zinnias, which I believe are inspired from flowers from Jan's garden.
Well, you can't get more local than that. These are maple zinnias. Jade, you have a work you'd like to share?
Yeah, so this piece, Listen, is a part of a collection that I'm writing. It's called The Time We Won't Get Back. I'd still be hunting down greatness, but I found it's already in me. I'd still be searching for who I am instead of listening to me. Listening deep inside and cultivating that joy and pride for who I am is worthy. I'm worthy of a happy life. It's not about letting go of my fears. It's embracing that they are there and that many feel the same. It's a secret sort of passion that I treat myself with every day. To love myself is to be righteous, and to be righteous is to be true, to listen to your heart, and to practice always being you.
And what is the visual that is paired with that, and by whom?
This piece is paired with Carla Hamilton's art that will be the book cover.
Well, tell us about the art.
Yeah, so she's a multimedia artist, and I've given her a couple pieces of textiles, and it includes a pair of Chinese pants. It includes my old winter pants, a Chinese good luck red pocket, and some of the items she's been collecting. So since my name is Jade, she's been collecting things that are green.
Jade Marie Lan is the creator and curator of Frame It, an Art and Words Collaborative exhibit going on at the Douglas County Historical Society in Superior through May, with a reception on May 3rd. It's free, and information can be found at douglashistory.org. Jade joined us along with Beatrice Dornfeld, manager of the Historical Society's Museum in Superior. Thank you for joining us, Beatrice and Jade.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Thanks so much.
And if you have an idea about something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.